Morgan M. Morganson's Date with Destiny.
That's it, come on, you like the short film, right?
Capricious Califrag, Morgan M. Morganson stood in the long room of his four walls, narcissing himself in the double glass. He horizontalized his neck bow and a long stream of air out of his face hole. He was ready to lethoriate, or at least ready as he'd ever been. The Eat Room was all a shadow with the tiny flames of wax sticks. Our man Morgan unstood onto a person holder and waited as the time teller ticked and talked on. Tardily, the saxifragus personette swavered through the wall hole. Her head front was polypainted with faux face, lips cherried to the max, sea globe hairs and plussed to twin the limbs of arachna monsters. Morgan lip lifted, twittery at the personette. He re-stood and presented her with a person holder, upon which she speedily settled her back cushions. "Merry pre-night," tittered Morgan. "You look verily procreational." "Why, thank you, Triple M, as do you. Soaped and suited, you are quite the sea tree." Morgan pinkified as the food bringer apparated, penguin dressed. The gent was simply seeable as a scog, his down-looking head front formed as if he ever had a face hole full of sour yellows. The Eat Room paid slave person pawed a duo of eat lists to Morgan and the personette, then disapparated. The potential procreator Sea Globe scanned the eat list chatlessly. They picked their eat plates and the food bringer reapparated, primarily inquesting Morgan on his desirated eat plate. "For me, the body of a bunny baby, if you please," Morgan proclaims. "And how would you preferate your bunny baby, sir? Black, brown, or bleedy?" "Bleedy, please," Morgan worded. He lip-lifted at the food bringer and then targeted his sea globes at the personette. He was shook to see her sea globes dripping a little salt liquid. "And for you, personette?" inquested the food penguin. Blood hiding, she unquested. "The herbivorous option for me." Morgan spit-swallowed and loosed the top flaps of his chest coverer. The food bringer held in a snorkel float and worded, "And for wet, for juice, we will have the, for wet, we will have the juice of old red grapes, please, very old." Morgan speedily shot a solo sea globe at the food bringer. The food penguin boomeranged to the jester, then disapparated with a smize. After another chatless word gap, the eats apparated. The food penguin citrusly unhid Morgan's eat plate. On it, unlived, the corpse of a bunny baby. Its manicular rabbit ears as yet unremoved, its olfactory organ buttonish and ever cute. The personette yuched loudly, a puddle of pre-puke ascending into her face hole as the eat-ready fluff pet met her sea globes. The personette's eats were a plate forest, a feast of foliage, a fleshless food pile. Morgan gaily subservietted the bereaved bunny and post-seated to chomp the accessible greenery duetting it. The personette, lip-lifted, amorated by Morgan's sacrificious herbivorosity. Post-bunny boycott, the word gaps filled fastly. The personette flirtated lavishly and tilted Morganwards, displaying her front cushions bashlessly. Morgan was full-heart butterflated by this flourishous femalian. Haberdashed and hornified, he tittered as she toe-tangled with him sub-table. Speedily, they slurped the grape liquid, and soonly, their person paws pale tableside, glowed by the flamey wax sticks. Food bags full, they moneyed the food penguin and uprighted themselves. The personette had desired to subvide the debt, but Morgan M. Morganson swayed his top ball pendulemically. No, and that was that. Out in the no-walls, the duet locked sea globes, top bulb deep in procreational emotation. The personette touched her bottom lip with her top chompers and tilted Morganwards once more. Morgan pinkified, shut his solo sea globe covers, and vicinitated his top bulb to the personette's face hole. An ultimated tilt Morganwards. And the pair were lip-locked. Morgan M. Morganson almost love-sploded with butterflation as the flourishous femalian tongue tangled with him. And through the hard clear of the eat room, the formerly falsituous food penguin lifted his citrus lips at the passion-paired persons. How could a humanian fail to be emotated by such a celebracious encoupling? And that moon up, when Morgan M. Morganson horizontalized himself on his sleep platform, for once, it was not a lonely.
Let's hear for the writer Metaphors, who wrote
to this. It's one of my favorite things ever. Run the next one.